Okay, if you've clicked on this, thank you. That means you've clicked on another downloadable interview on folkin.com. Thanks for joining me. And you find me, Paul Johnson, at a very wet and windy Rye in Rye Community Hall with two lovely people. One is the one and only Gary Blakely. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Paul.
And the other one is James.
Hello, Paul.
Hello there. We're here just to see how this lovely show's going, The Wheel of the Year, which Gary's written and produced. And I've been lucky enough to get some tickets, and I've come along. So what inspired you to do this one then, Gary? I know you're usually doing all sorts of bits and bobs. Why The Wheel of the Year all of a sudden?
Well, it was quite interesting because the first project that we did was the ceremony in May. And what we very quickly found was that you could only really gig that in May, which was slightly restrictive.
Short lifespan.
Yeah. So we still do that. Yeah. But we thought if we look at the seasons and traditions across the 12 months, then really it would be a show that we could take at any given time of the year. That was one of the considerations.
So you've been touring this show quite extensively. You've done quite a few gigs, haven't you?
Yeah, for us. I mean, we've done, I think it's five this month. So because it's testing the water, really. You know, we wanted to see what sort of response we'd get to it. Because when you write and put something like this together, you just don't know what an audience is going to think of it. Yeah. So, it's been nice to find that out. Mm.
And The Lovely Tones of Jane, which was on the May album as well. How did you gather all that information? Do you sort of... I know, obviously, you know about the May festivals and things like that, which is a historic element to that. So, but do you take snippets from elsewhere and put them on them?
Well, what we did was we brainstormed a whole list of things that Rosie and Gary came up with. And then I looked at them and I thought, well, how can I slot these together? So, for example, there's Herne the Hunter. She's written a song, lyrics about Herne the Hunter. Gary's written some fantastic music. And I thought, right, hunting. So I went on the internet. What a brilliant thing.
It's great, isn't it?
I found out all the huntsman's cries when they're shouting at their hounds, what they say. And then I took a couple of snippets from a folk song, Dido Bendigo. What was it? Somebody was there, oh, can't remember now. And put them all together. So there's Gary plays some squealing hounds with his fiddle. And I say this piece that I've constructed, and then they go straight into Herne the Hunter. So it sort of sets a scene every time.
Mm. It's lovely. And you've got a narrative, so you kind of read bits of stories as well, don't you?
That's right, yeah. Things I've written, like a little anecdote about how everybody in Sussex has got long stretched legs because it's such a muddy place.
Right.
So there's a ploughboy story about how he finds something interesting in the mud.
Well, there you go. So you could write a song for every season, couldn't you? It's herring season at the moment. You could do a song about herrings.
Yeah.
But back to The Wheel of Time. We're here talking to sound effects on your fiddle, Gary. You're a highly respected fiddle player. I listened to the album, which I could play, and it was fantastic. So the sound effects of the hunting people sounds interesting. So,
there is a whole set of tunes in this sort of Irish repertoire, which is about hunting. They use, within the tune, they use sounds from the fiddle to mimic the dogs and the horn.
Yelping.
So I took that idea and I put a bit of delay on the fiddle. And it just gives a really good atmosphere to the things that Jane's talking about through that number,
It's good. So we can expect this, the show starts in the spring, obviously. Or does it start at Christmas? Where's he starting from?
It starts in January, really.
Yeah. Okay.
So it starts with a slow air, which is just solo fiddle. And that's really to the sadness of the end of the previous year.
Yeah.
And then it goes into some jolly jigs, because now we're into a new year. Mm. And it starts really with Blaumande, followed by Wassail. And so we go through the months and try to include traditions. Mm. But it's all, as Jane said, all the lyrics from the songs are written by my wife, Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
And I write the music, and my son, Ed, is sort of musical MD, really.
Musical MD? So he's the boss, like, sort of thing.
He's clever.
Because it is almost like, I remember Pete Fife saying on our website, quite a cottagey industry, isn't it, with you?
We do pretty much everything.
Yeah, so you do all the writing, the recording, obviously. Yeah. Have you got your own studio, or do you have to go to studio?
Studio at home. We also print the tickets, design the flyers. Mm. We're marketing people now and promoters, aren't we?
Of course.
Absolutely. It's brilliant, isn't it? And you have a canny way of dragging some quite big names in as well alongside you, don't you, Ed? The DM, the Dave Mattox, with you on some of your gigs.
Fantastic, because I work with him a bit with the Feast of Fiddles, which is something else that I work with. And he loved the Ploughboys song, and he very kindly offered to play drums on it for us, you know, which is fantastic.
So you can't drag him along to do a few gigs then?
Well, maybe one day. We're working our way up. It started very small, this.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're, hopefully expanding.
Oh, well, before long, we'll have Pete tonight on the stage with you and all sorts, aren't we?
Well, he's here tomorrow night, actually.
Yeah, he's good.
We're only a day out.
Is he playing? Or is
he's playing here tomorrow night.
Fantastic. Oh, right. So you couldn't sort of make him come a day early and join you.
I think he's playing somewhere else tonight.
I think one fiddler's quite enough.
Yeah. Well, when you're so good as Gary is, I've heard.
Exactly.
I've heard. So you've got all the songs written and everything. You've done a little tour. The album itself is going well. I've obviously sold quite a few on
it. It's been great. We've had a really good response, haven't we, Jane, from the audiences
we've
played to.
We sold out at the Stables in Hastings.
Yep.
A crowd of people on the returns list couldn't get in. We did quite well in Eastbourne.
Yeah.
And we've broken even at a couple of other places, and we've got quite a few seats sold tonight. So we're happy. It's a good start.
The girls on the merchandising table that get the feedback more than we do.
That's right.
And they tell us that audiences, they enjoy it.
Well,
it's very dynamic, so it goes from, as I said, you can go from solo fiddle to full-on sort of heavy rock.
Sounds brilliant. Well, I'm sitting here now, just we sat down to do this interview in front of the stage, and there's a hell of a lot of instruments up there. Mm-hmm. Some pretty serious PA set up, so it's going to be quite a punchy evening by the look of it. I'm looking forward to it.
There might be some surprises there for you.
I hope so. And if you want to find out more, is there any more gigs on the wheel with the year now, or is this it now?
This is it. We'll do some more next year, probably October, November, and we're taking the Ceremony of May out in the end of April.
Oh, wait, so you're going to tour that album about May?
We're going to tour that end of April, probably.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And we're putting, because that will be half an evening, so we're looking to create something about that wonderful man Thomas Hardy for the second half.
Oh, that would be great.
Similar thing.
Yeah.
And call it Celebrate.
Yep.
We'll celebrate the May and we'll celebrate himself.
If people want to get more information, the best thing to do probably is to go to my website, which is a sort of central website, which is garyblakely.co.uk, two R's in Gary.
Yep.
Bless my mum. But that would be the best place to go if people wanted to get more
end of April we're doing end of April
so it's good in a way that it's not just going to end here. You're going to tour this album again some gigs about this album again and the one of the May album as well, which is great.
Exactly. And with the things that Jane does, I think we can always update that. We can always insert new pieces and keep it fresh.
Well, looking forward to it, so I'm going to sit down and enjoy the show. As I say, if you want to find out more, go to garyblakely.co.uk, and from now I think you can go to Moonfruit, which is your other website as well.
That's the Wheel of the Year .moonfruit.com.
Yeah, so that tells you particularly about this one. But it's what I noticed about your website, it's very easy to navigate, and it's quite good because it points you with lots of different links to whatever else is going on.
It's designed by us, it's good. Cottage industry.
It's up to clicking, and as I say, from here we'll put some links on so we can see you anyway and go from there. Gary, thanks for talking to us. And Jay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks.